You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty, and it's time for our weekly check-in with Michigan Radio Sports commentator John U. Bacon. And the 2017 NFL draft is in the rearview mirror. So let's start with the Lions. What overall grade would you give Bob Quinn?
I give him probably a BB+, which is higher than the national grades he's getting, between Bs and Cs. I would say one reason why is Jared Davis, the linebacker out of Florida, first-round pick. That guy is going to start right away, and that is what they need. So it's not just the star power of the people you get, but what do you need now? They've got a quarterback. They don't need one. And quarterbacks get attention, so you're not going to get one of those.
Were there any holes? There anything where you wished that he had drafted a position? I do have to say, I noticed you were tweeting your displeasure at their pick for tight end.
Oh, we're getting to that.
Okay.
I said BB+. Plus. I didn't say A. they picked in the fourth round Michael Roberts, a very good tight end out of Toledo, blowing off Jake Butt from Michigan, of course. Jake Butt was going to be a first-round draft pick this year, suffered a torn ACL in Michigan's bowl game, and dropped from a first-rounder to a fifth-rounder. Even with his insurance policy, which pays off around $500,000, he lost about $3 million in that one. So you're going to see more players blow off bowl games next year based on this experience. And how can you argue? If it's going to cost you $4 million, it's hard to argue.
If you're a senior and you've got the draft right around the corner.
Sad to say, we know your coach would. Not necessarily Jim Harbaugh, but P.J. Fleck, of course, at Western. These other guys have all bolted all points of the season. So that's kind of a sad story to me. I think Jake Butt will get the last laugh. And as far as all this stuff goes, don't forget my favorite line from Goldman and Hollywood, of course. Nobody knows anything. Here is my favorite scouting report. Okay. Poor build. Skinny. Lacks mobility and ability to avoid the rush. Lacks a really strong arm. Tom Brady.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
That
sixth round, 199th. So pour salt on all of it.
What about, as you look around at Michigan schools, what are some of the highlights that you see, you know, as well? Certainly with Michigan, that was quite the draft class this year. Set a record for the program.
Set a record for the program. Most NFL draft picks this year for any program, which is rare for Michigan, of course, 11 this year. Yeah. And Alabama had 10, so one for Harbaugh. You have to give Brady Hoke, the previous coach, some credit as well. He recruited them, of course, but Harbaugh developed them. If Hulk was still the head coach, you do not get 11 NFL draft picks. Sorry.
What about MSU? How'd they do?
MSU had a record poor year, two draft picks. They're in a league, therefore, they're behind Louisiana Tech. They're behind Western Michigan, for that matter. So just a bad year on and off the field. Malik McDowell, their biggest player, supposed to be a top five pick, dropped to the second round. And I bet if you ask the coaches at Michigan State in the dead of night, are they upset to see him go? They would not be. He was not a team guy. The team had all kinds of problems. If D'Antonio goes back to what he did to build that program, they'll be successful again. But chasing after stars is not his recipe.
Speaking of Western, Corey Davis,
how about
Western?
Three draft picks higher than a good chunk of the Big Ten. Yeah. And Corey Davis, their first NFL first rounder ever. Corey Davis is a great story. This guy could have been, you know, third, fourth, fifth round last year, came back, got his degree. It's very important to his parents. His parents have got no money, often did not even have a car. He came back, and because he's a first rounder, he's going to get a contract around $25 million, somewhere in there. So it paid off, got your degree. Well done, young man.
That's terrific. Eastern, I know defensive end Pat O'Connor from Eastern got picked by the Lions.
God bless him.
There you go. And then our favorite name, quarterback Cooper Rush of Central. Now, he was undrafted but then signed with Dallas.
Which actually is not a bad thing. Believe it or not, being a seventh-round pick like Pat O'Connor is actually worse than being a free agent in many cases. Because seventh round does not guarantee you anything except that only one team can take you, and that's the Lions in his case. Now, in Cooper Rush's case, free agent, anybody who wants him can pick him up, and somebody's going to need a quarterback at some point during this year. So he'll be a backup somewhere is my guess. A
lot of emotions, people waiting for phone calls. Is there any way to know how many of these young players that we saw drafted will become players that we get to know week in and week out?
There are stats on this, but I would say out of this whole draft, 15, 20 maybe. I mean, it's not much because guess what? They've got a draft every year, and you only get 53 players or so in the NFL. So how many guys are going to be impact players? Very few. Look, the average lifespan of an NFL player is about 2.3 years. That's if you make it. So, young man, I got news for you. Get the degree and plan for after this. They say not for long is NFL.
Michigan Radio Sports commentator John U. Bacon. Thanks, John.
Thanks, Cindy.